You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Archaeotech Podcast, episode 144. I'm your host, Chris Webster, with my co-host, Paul Zimmerman. Today, we just want to know what you got for the holidays. There's a special gift at the end of this episode, which is super short, so let's get to it. All right, everybody, welcome to this very short episode of the Archaeotech Podcast. Paul, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's it's the last school day before winter break, and It's only a half day, so we're recording in the early afternoon, and everybody's already gone home, so we're kind of trying to wind things up and looking forward to getting some time off. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah, same thing. I've blocked out my calendar for basically the day before Christmas or 2 days before Christmas, so I'm still going to be doing some work and stuff, but at least I won't have any client meetings for seven or eight days, which will be just a dream. So, working on my own terms, I love that. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be nice to unplug for a bit.
Yeah, totally. However, some people might be plugging in, and that's what we want to talk about right now. Because if you got a, I know, right? My segues. So what we want to know for this short episode is basically, as you're hearing this, if you're listening to it in real time, it's basically Christmas Eve. And if you celebrate Christmas, great. If you don't, also great. But there's a lot of holidays that people celebrate where you actually exchange gifts, right? Or maybe you buy yourself something this holiday season, which people also do. So if you got something or you got yourself something that you think can be used for archaeology, and really I want to challenge people to think, well, could this be used for my work, whether it's archaeology or not? Maybe you work in an office, something like that. We're interested to see what you got and how that could be used for your work and kind of think outside the box. So, like Paul, you and I do that all the time when we're looking at stuff and say, well, how can I use this to do X, Y, Z? Maybe not the original use that it was intended for.
Oh, yeah. Always trying to figure out how I can take some new tool and use it for something that wasn't intended, or find some cheaper tool than the one I'm currently looking at that'll do the same trick.
Yeah.
It's always kind of fun to think outside the box and grab something and twist it around a little bit and see if it applies in a different field, in a different manner, or something entirely unexpected by the original designers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of took that concept, like when apps first started becoming a thing, when Apple came out with their iPhone and their iPad, and then they came out with the App Store, their original slogan, and I think you can still see this occasionally, is there's an app for that, right? Because they were trying to promote the App Store and making people think that way. Well, I started to think, is there an app for that, right? That was kind of my deal when looking at something I want to do. Is there an app for that? That's the first thing I would think of. And I still have that thinking in my head. I'm currently trying to figure out a good way to manage multiple projects at one time, because I've got, with this other thing I work with, I've got like 14 clients all in various phases of implementation. And it's kind of starting to get a little hard to manage in the ways I've been doing it. So I'm looking for a better tool for that. And of course, the first thing I thought was, is there an app for that, right? I need something I can look at on my phone, my tablet, my computer, anywhere I'm at, so I can quickly jump in and say, yeah, we're at 58% completion. Here's what we have left to go. Here's the timeline, and I can update it easily. So that's what I'm talking about. What are you using, getting, even if it is an app? Apps are still things, even if it was free. I don't care if you had to pay for it. But did you get yourself something, or did somebody give you something? Like maybe it was a gift card for Apple App Store or something, and you went and downloaded something. So that would still count. So that's what we want to know. And we're also making this a contest. So leave us a comment in one of two very specific places, either on our Facebook page for the Archaeology Podcast Network, facebook.com/archpodnet. And if you scroll, you will find this episode. Just look for it, because they auto post there, and comment on that episode. Okay. This episode might be posted other places, but comment right there on this episode so we know where to go and so we can find it. And then if you're not on Facebook, which there's a lot of people not on Facebook, just go to the website. Yeah, like you. This is why we talk about Paul only on the Facebook page. So I don't talk about him on Twitter. I just talk about him on the Facebook page, because he'll never see it. So
no, I'll never see it. But likewise, don't check my Twitter feed about you, okay?
I know. I barely go to Twitter ever. So anyway, if you're not on Facebook, we could open it up to Twitter too. And maybe, Paul, you can monitor that, because the episodes do post to twitter.com/arcpodnet, right? They posted there automatically as well. And I guess if we want to monitor that, go ahead and leave a comment on that tweet. Let's just go ahead and open that up. And then the third place then will be our show notes page, right? At the APM website. So you can go to arcpodnet.com/archaeotech/144 for this episode. If you just go to the main page, you can go click on the Archaeotech logo right on the front there. It will take you to the most recent episode. And if this was the most recent one, then you'll find it. Otherwise, you just scroll down a little bit and it will be there.
All right. So our plan is on December 30th at noon Eastern, we're going to pick a winner at random from anybody that comments on Facebook or Twitter or on the ArcPodNet webpage for this episode. And we're going to give that person a lifetime membership to the APN. That's right. Lifetime. That means that right now, that means that for your membership, you can get on our members only Slack team, and there you'll see early access to commercial free episodes. You can talk to the hosts of this podcast and others and other members as well. And just, generally stay up to date with all things APN. So that's December 30th at noon Eastern. That's when we'll pick our lucky winner amongst the commentators. So please, I hope that you have some interesting things to say about what you get for these for yourself for archaeology for the holidays.
Yeah. And if you happen to be listening to this way in the future and running through the back catalog, first off, thanks for that. Second, that's noon Eastern, December 30th, 2020, otherwise known as the year the world ended. So, assuming there are years after 2020, I'm not really sure if that's going to be, but yeah, let's hope there is. And also any membership benefits, because we're talking about doing an expansion and other things for members, you'll be included in that too, right? All existing members will get whatever other benefits that come down the line as the APN grows and expands and does new and exciting things. So we really appreciate that. Also, if we get enough comments, we might just devote a segment or a whole show to these comments. And we'll, of course, leave out names and stuff, but we'll discuss the things that you discussed. And so don't just put down, I got a new drone. Let's hear how you're going to use it. What do you think about it? Just put some stuff down. I mean, you can just put down, I got a new drone. That's fine. But give us a little bit of detail if you have the energy for that and you want to do it. So we can comment on it as well and maybe give you some pointers or something if we have experience with the thing that you got and anything around that matter. So anyway, comment on Facebook, Twitter, and the website and do that by December 30th. Of course, if it's past contest time, feel free to keep commenting. We'll see it and we will comment and talk to you back on that. So I think that's it for this. Again, super short episode. We just want to get back to your regularly scheduled holiday programming. And we will see you next time in the new year with another great episode, possibly talking about your comments.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. And happy holidays, Paul. Happy New Year.
You too.
And
thanks.
And to all our audience as well. Thanks for 2020. And thanks for continuing to listen to podcasts in 2020. We really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. All right. Take care. Wash your hands.
Thanks for listening to the Archaeotech Podcast. Links to items mentioned on the show are in the show notes at www.arcpodnet.com/archaeotech. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com and paul@lugal.com. Support the show by becoming a member at arcpodnet.com/members. The music is a song called Off Road and is license free from Apple. Thanks for listening.
This episode was produced by Chris Webster from his RV Traveling America, Tristan Boyle in Scotland, and the Archaeology Podcast Network, and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.